Hi guys.
Hi,
Hi,
Jig.
Chig. Nice, well done. All right, tonight it's going to be a quick, very a quick show. We're going to try anyway. There's only three of us here. Well, first introduce. You're listening to the Loose Screws podcast. Loose Screws of all the Elite Dangerous podcasts. We're nowhere as cool as the guys over at Lave, but. Well,
we're
yeah,
crazier.
Never mind. Yeah, definitely crazier, and in our own minds, way, way, way cooler. There's only three of us here tonight. We'll go around the table. We'll start with. Let's go with the grumpy old man and Nurgle. What you got, buddy?
It was a good week. You know, we did Piranha Squad twice last week.
I showed up for one night.
We did one straight up Piranha Squad, you know, bring whatever you want. Then we did one dedicated just to Eagle Knight, playing around in the Hazrez. And there is no fun in this game like Piranha Squad. It's, you know, Saturday night we did nothing but Eagles. So I'm out there in my pulse laser and frag cannon Eagle, and Trax had his, Cyto Scramblers and a cannon.
Yep.
And I forget what, and then somebody.
But
and
Scotty was out there with
with his four shell cannon, knocking everything around.
Yeah, you think that things are rubber banding. Nope, that's just four shell cannons.
That's four shell. Until they are rubber banding, but that's a different story.
And then I managed to sneak out there with you guys, and I just kind of crept in, and I had long-range rails and a long-range... No, I had a long-range rail, a long-range pulse laser, and a long-range beam laser, and I just shooting the guys from like 6 kilometers out, and it took you guys probably 30 minutes before somebody said, "Hey, I see a chig here." So
yeah,
that was fun.
And I mean, that's just, I mean, the four of us that were in the wing the whole night ended with like 34 million in bounty. So we were there for a while, and that was just so much fun. It's just nothing like flying small ships in this game
and
for combat.
Honest, in a wing, a full wing of small ships, we eat everything that there
oh,
was.
Yeah.
I mean, in the time that I was there, I was only there for what, maybe an hour and a half of the time you guys were out there.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody died in that time that I was there.
Nope. No casualties. Had a close calls. Some people, cause, Borked and, Trax were both running kind of skimpy on shield builds. You know, the idea that the shield comes back quick, but both of them, took a couple of big shots, especially when, like a clipper, or not a clipper, but a
python.
Anaconda,
but also python. They throw those turrets, and it gets annoying.
Yeah, well, it's at least one of the anacondas had a plasma.
Ooh.
And okay. Yeah, it kind of stings a little.
a mark. A big plasma is not going to have a good time with a small ship.
Yeah,
don't care what small ship you're flying.
But there were
yeah,
no
but
fatalities.
Hitting with a plasma on a small ship is going to be...
Yeah,
tough. So
I think we did more.
Yeah,
we did more damage bouncing off of each other, really, than anything else. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I my shields entered the 0% club without dropping. They hit 0%. I'm like, oh shit, my shields dropped. And then they were building back up immediately. And I'm like, oh, never mind. They were just right at zero apparently, or 0.01. And
I remember
they came
that.
Back up. So I took no hull damage all night. I did have my shields hit 0% one time.
Yeah, it was, again, there is no fun like a swarm of small ships in this game. And then outside of the game, I got to experience something last Thursday that I have never experienced before in my life.
Go on.
So, like I know many municipalities around the country, mine during the summer, will do movies in the parks. So Thursday night, we were going to do movies in the parks. And in this particular park, my crew is down there getting it ready. And we know that there is a homeless guy who hangs out in this park. His name is Pete. He hangs out.
So he's your rotten soldier?
I have to ask, is Pete nice or a little crazy?
generally pretty nice. He's just a dude, and he's living in the park.
His nickname is Psycho Pete because he's perfectly sane.
Yeah, and he's literally lived there for like 2 years. I got one of my guys from years ago sent me a video of him, out in the middle of a field using a hose to take a shower with a voiceover that you hear. He's buck naked, man. He's buck naked. But it generally, when we know things are going on in the park, we'll tell him and he bugs out and comes back later because he doesn't want to be around people either. Well, so Thursday afternoon, some of my guys are in the park getting it ready. And one of them, decided to let Pete know, hey, they're going to do a movie here tonight. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. And got yelled and screamed at and cussed and all sorts of stuff. And so he calls me and tells me this. And so I go down there and I get yelled and screamed at and cussed. And he's trying to barricade himself in the women's restroom. Like, oh, well, sorry, buddy, but here comes the phone call.
I mean, at least he picked his hill to die on. I'm just saying.
Here comes the phone call to Captain. I need an officer. And so about 10 minutes later, the officer shows up and I've met her in the parking lot and I'm kind of giving her the lowdown on what's going on. So she knows what she's getting into and we're having this conversation. And then you hear this lady scream behind me and she comes running out the bathroom and Pete is right behind her chasing her.
Oh, oh my gosh.
And then shit got weird because I turn around. This is kind of happening sort of behind me. I turn around because I don't know, maybe I had this crazy idea that I was going to go run tackle him or something. I don't even know what I was thinking. I just start to turn around and I get not even halfway turned around before I'm shoved out of the way. And I hear this officer yell taser as she fires, tags him in mid run as he's coming out in front of this little cinder block bathroom and drops him like a sack of rocks into the landscaping.
Oh man.
I want to say poor Pete, but that sounds hilarious.
I mean,
he deserved it.
He's not wearing anything but a pair of shorts, and those taser tabs hit him right in the side, locked him up, ooh, dropped him. And then, of course, he got, a nice set of shiny bracelets, and he got to ride in the car with the pretty lights on top.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, lucky guy. But, and I don't know if he's going to come back or not, but he made his choice. But that's the first time I've ever been part of a tasering.
Oh, awesome. Wow. One time we had 4th of July in our town, and we're on Lake Superior, right on the edge of Lake Superior, and people, have got like Skyline Parkway, and you stand on the rocks, up on the hillside, and they launch the fireworks down in the harbor. And we're sitting there one year. This is, God, my kid must have been like 3 years old. So this is like 13 years ago. And it's right when the sun's starting to go down, and all of a sudden the street that runs behind the rocks that we sit on, all the cars are parked along the side of the road. And all of a sudden you hear, a bunch of racial slurs going off. And this one dude is walking down the street, screaming at his girlfriend. They're screaming back and forth. And then he just turned and he punched out a car window. And I don't know if that takes a lot of freaking force.
It does.
And he punches out a car window, starts calling her all kinds of names. She's calling him all kinds of names. He turns, hits another car window, walks to the next car. And my car's about four cars in front. So I'm like, oh shit. He gets to the next car, window. And all of a sudden, I'm on the phone with 911. Bunch of people are. Gets to the next car. And right when he was at the car behind me, he had two windows to punch out on that. Cops pull up. And now it's full dark and the fireworks had started behind us, but everybody's watching this shit show instead, right? Yeah. They get out, they start yelling at him, and he's, talking about he's going to kill them all and all this stuff. And they started tasering him, and I swear to God.
That's always a good way to start a conversation. Well, I'm just saying.
Looked like Emperor Palpatine showed up with all the tasers on him and the lightning shit going on, and we're like, holy crap, and it was crazy. Oh my God, because none of us, this was before my daughter was born, now that I'm thinking about it, because nobody had a smartphone, nobody was recording this. It was just, just absolutely bonkers. This must have been about 2004, 2003, and oh my God, that's the only tasering incident I've got to witness firsthand, and it was like, I never want that to be me.
No, that's not a good look.
Yeah, but I didn't know what I was going to do. This guy was on something, obviously, but he's just punching out car windows one after another, because you can break your hand doing that if you don't go through, and he's just walking along, and he got about four cars worth of windows on the traffic side of all the cars parked on the side of the road, walking, punching these windows out. And my car was next. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to go down there, ain't I? But then the cops showed up. Thank God.
Chig standing in the field like, I'm going to be on the news.
Again. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. All right. You got a taser story as for us, Lark? Or are we just going to go to what you did in game?
I don't have a taser story. All right. I do have a someone as dumb as a taser story from when I was in college.
How do you be as dumb as a taser?
Well, I'm just kidding.
Just roll with it. Just roll with it.
That's all I got, man. Work with me here. So at Boise State, they're between some of the buildings and where the stadium is, there's this nice little field with some paths and stuff that goes down the river. Very pretty. And there's like a one-way street that goes down that way that everybody tries to park at because that's the good place to park when you're going to class because it's close to all the buildings, right? And so it's just lined with cars. And at the time, the stadium was being worked on. And so the semi-truck driver, who'd probably never been to Idaho, was following his GPS, which told him to turn onto this street that was lined both sides with cars. He's carrying behind him a 53-foot empty flatbed trailer, right?
This ends well.
And
at least it wasn't where I'm going with this.
He's trying to take it slow, trying not to hit anything, and then at one point he's just like, screw it, and hits the gas, and basically cuts the top off of like six cars and gets the trailer stuck in another three. And and I was young and dumb at the time and had too much anxiety to even call the police. And I knew other people were, so I just kept walking.
I remember being young and dumb. I wish I could get the young back.
I know.
Tell me about it.
In game, I just went and bought some meta alloy from a nice fellow commander who probably charged too much, but I'm not going to divulge how much that was because now I feel stupid. But I didn't know this until I looked at the map, but on the way back, because you can't jump as far when you're fully loaded with 32 meta alloys, you can't really go as quick as you'd like. And it turns out I went through two of the war systems just now in a BGS ASP scout.
Uh-oh.
I survived. But the first one to pull me over was a hyperdiction, and it was a basilisk who I didn't know was a basilisk, and I thought I was outrunning him until my FSD was almost charged and looked behind to see him 50 feet behind me looking for a target, but I'm too cold, and then I jumped. In the next system, I get pulled over by a Cyclops in normal space who immediately opens fire on me. I'm able to jump away after losing my shield and just some of my hull. I'm down to like 63% hull now, and I'm like, holy crap. So now I'm one jump outside of the Thargoid War Zone, okay? I get pulled over by an effing Scythe.
Well, at least you could find them.
I guess. And I have nothing to deal with them. Like I said, BGS ASP Scout. I've got missile racks and a couple pulse lasers on this thing. And, he starts firing at me too. I guess it might have been a Scythe. Maybe it was a Glaive. I don't know. All I know is I got down to 43% hull before I made it out. And then the jump after that was 7 Andromeda. So I made it, but that was interesting.
It was a hairy little excursion.
Wow.
I didn't even have the tough armor on the ship. I swapped it for light armor so I could jump farther. I'm honestly surprised I survived. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Outside of that, I've just been doing some on foot and in space BGS work to help tamp us down in certain systems, and it's been fun stuff. I love playing whack-a-mole. It never gets old. I don't know why.
Yeah, we'll talk more on that later.
Word. More at 11.
So what about you, Chig?
Yep. How are you doing?
Well, I did the one of the little Piranha Squad. Well, I did the Eagle. Eagle Knight. Everybody was in an Imperial Eagle, right? Nobody was in the regular Eagle.
Normally, it's better.
Well, Imperial Eagle's just, you know, an Eagle with a good ship kit that adds a hard point, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Look at me. I'm an Eagle with a crown.
Yeah. Well, and a a nice extra little hard point.
That yeah. It's, that counts.
I've killed Cyclops and I've killed a Bassy in my Imperial Eagle. So that's a tough little freaking ship. And when it gets hot, it shoots flames out of the dash. So I love it to death.
I will say the Eagle is just as good, just in a different way, because I've completed several low CZs now for wars for us in a shieldless Eagle by myself. Oh. That's fun. Would recommend.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's kind of insane to me, but all right. And that's me saying that.
Try it, Captain CQC.
All right. I think I will.
Challenge extended.
What else did I do? I logged on one day just to move my carrier because I felt like parking it, you know, someplace different. So I parked it someplace where it probably shouldn't be, but I'm leaving it there anyway because, you know,
reasons.
And
those
then,
are the best kind.
And then I've been watching, I was mentioning this to you guys a little bit earlier, but watching the Saw movies with my daughter because she's a horror movie fanatic and she wanted to bring me to Saw 10. And I had never seen past Saw 3, and that was like in 2008 or some shit like that. So like a long time ago. So I had six other Saw movies to watch, but I can't watch those unless I rewatch the first three. So we were watching 9 Saw movies over the course of the last, I don't know, we've watched 6 of them so far. I have 3 more to go, and that movie comes out on Thursday. Those movies are better than you think. I'm going to say that. They are actually decent movies if you can get over the gore. But yeah, so then there's that I've been doing. And I've been playing StarCraft again. I've been trying to ladder. I love that game. I forgot how much I love that game. And strategy games are so much fun. And a little bit of Baldur's Gate. I've got some more time in Starfield. I think I'm up to, probably 49 minutes in Starfield now. No, it's probably more than that. Maybe a little over an hour into it.
You find Audaxius?
Never mind. I was going to make some comment about Audaxius's colon and I'm traveling through, you know, but it's
way more than we need to know.
It is. Yeah. Right now, it's just... I hate to say it, it's just another RPG for me. And then Hate said, well, you got to get about 12 hours in and you'll be really hooked. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I got to be really hooked on something to put 12 hours into it. So yeah, I'll kind of keep dipping my toe.
I saw a meme that said, Elite Dangerous players, when Starfield players say you have to get about 12 hours into it before you're into it. And it's a picture of like 5 commanders laughing their heads off.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, so I have not been bit by the Starfield bug, needless to say. I'm trying. I was flying the ship and stuff and then running around. I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep going. Hopefully the story and stuff grabs me and I really start. But I'm also a guy that never got into like Skyrim and stuff and any of the Fallout games. You know, there's just so many games that I just never... that some people just love that I never was able to really get into. And I'm starting to fear that may be Starfield for me, but I will give it the college effort, Audaxius. Don't yell at me.
Hear that, Audaxius? He hates it.
No, I hate him. No, I hate.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I lost track, but I don't know. That's my week. Should we do a squadron update?
Since you kind of tiptoed around it earlier, how is the, teaching your daughter to drive going?
Oh yeah.
Well, it's funny you should ask about people in my household driving. Yesterday, my wife got rear-ended by somebody.
Oh no!
She's okay, and the other driver was okay. There was we got a lot of rain here over a few days, and like up around like that like shopping mall kind of area in town, one of the roads kind of flooded out, and instead of like kind of having a cop there routing traffic away, they just threw some orange cones that you wouldn't see until you were to the end of the turn lane and realized you couldn't turn. And then people were merging back onto the main road, which then caused a traffic backup on a road that's normally like 55 miles per hour.
Oh yeah.
So my wife, you know, was in that where the traffic stopped and this lady behind her Didn't notice the traffic had slowed down till like way too late and slammed on her brakes and schmucked our truck. Let's just say my Ram came out of it way, way better shape than that Tundra that hit the back of her. Their vehicle wasn't drivable. The front tire messed up.
Dang. I mean,
back into the headlight. We lost a good dent in the bumper, taillight out, box bent up a little bit, but that Tundra, just the way that the bumpers didn't quite line up with them, is took quite a bit of damage. Our truck is perfectly drivable. They needed a tow truck.
Wow.
But nobody hurt. Everything was fine. My wife was alone in the truck. Obviously, it was liabilities 100% on the person who rear ends the other person. So
yep.
We won't even have to pay the deductible or anything to get it fixed. But we're going to be, you know, down a vehicle while that's in the shop. So fun.
I've done that recently. That sucks. You have my condolences.
I work at a place where I can get extra cars to drive anytime I want. So we're going to be be okay for wheels.
Money. Yeah.
And I worked in the rental car industry for a long time. So if I needed a rental, I know that process quite well also. So it's just a pain in the butt more than anything else. But my truck did also have a sensor. One of the backup sensors was claiming that it wasn't working good before this. And there was another small little dent on the back bumper that was annoying me, but now it's all going to get fixed. So life's good.
Yep.
So that happened. My kid just kind of refuses to drive.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. So she's got friends that are doing the driving around, but she had her first job interview ever, and they called her the next day and gave her a job. So my daughter's going to have her first job.
Congrats.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of kid news there, I suppose. But yeah, with her in her major aversion to wanting to drive, it's going to be picking her up from work and driving her to work, I'm pretty sure, for a while, until I get her driving more so that we can get in and actually get her license. But it is what it is.
Yep.
So that's a good, you know, talking about car wrecks, I guess that segues nicely into the squadron update. I didn't put anything in the soundboard for it, so I'll just go squadron update.
Don't hurt yourself.
All right, it's on you. Nerds.
All right, so we have a war going on in LTT 17102 that we want to win. There is a war going on in Darak that does not involve us. It's ADN, Alliance Democratic Network, and somebody else. We have a vested interest in ADN winning that war so we can get that system unlocked as a future expansion location. We are currently involved in a war in LHS 3980. Someone has been pushing us up there. That is one of those systems that we share with somebody else. We do not want to win this war. We want to let the current system controller win it so they can retain control. As we mentioned about systems needing beat down earlier, 7 Andromeda is doing what 7 Andromeda does. It needs a whipping over the head. Tamor and Mayakoro are both running low. We need to increase our influence in both of those. So if you have any bounties to drop off, those would be good places. If you're interested in doing some trading, see what those stations want. Try to get some trade there. Run some missions. Like I said, we were going to try to expand out of Darak, and then a couple of the minor factions got locked in a war and kind of screwed up the plans there. So Blooming Wind is working on an alternative expansion location. He's currently kind of sussing out the system to see if what we need to do to get it prepped. So there'll be some more details on that coming in probably the fairly near future. And then, you know, the details for all the stuff that's going on, everything that needs to be beat down or propped up, and the details on all the wars are in Blooming Wind's standing orders post in the Loose Screws faction channel of the Discord. So if you want any additional details, you can go over there and check it out. And if you have any questions, you can post in the forum there, and one of us BGS addicts will answer.
All right. All right.
Quick question.
Okay.
Regarding the game, not regarding squad stuff. You can't trade materials that you normally just get in space or whatever, correct?
You can only go to a broker. Yeah, you can't trade them to other people.
Fish sticks. Okay, never mind.
Okay, you mean things that are not commodities, like...
Yeah, I'm making a shopping list of mats I need now.
Okay, engineering yeah. type stuff. Okay, right. Gotcha. Yeah, no, you cannot trade those with other people, unfortunately. Maybe someday.
Would be nice.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, because all the stuff I need is like the pre-engineered sort of things, like corrosive resistant cart racks and meta alloy hull and stuff like that. And I've got none of the G4 stuff that they all want.
Yep, you need to go farm that or mat trade for it.
I don't have enough mats to trade right now, but I am going to have to go out to the crystals eventually.
There you go. There you go.
So that sucks.
All right. So normally we would play Bard's thing here, but we're going to skip that for now. And let's talk dev news. Frameshift Live number 33 was Thursday, I guess.
Frameshift Live.
I was at work and I got the alert that it was on Twitch and I started it on my computer and then, I actually had to work and I didn't catch any of it and I have had a chance to go back and watch it. I know Nurgle has not seen it either, but nope. Mark Shadow, resident expert, tell us what happened and let us discuss
it. I not only watched it, I took notes on it, but those notes are in a thread that's no longer under general chat. So doing this live, how do you see old threads?
You do it from memory.
My memory isn't that good.
There's a thread in general, you said?
Yeah, I made a thread for tracks and took notes on everything that was happening.
Booting up stream now, is that the one?
No, it was under the general chat.
General chat, click at the top, there's a button, threads. Hit that, and it shows you all of the threads.
There it is.
That took some detective work.
Damn, I didn't know it did that.
Oh, all right. Neither did I till just this moment. I just figured it out, and there you go.
So in news that has nothing to do with anything, it was Sally's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sally.
She didn't say how old she was, but everyone wished her happy birthday.
All right, Dexter Morgan.
They showed us the teaser again. They actually showed this several times for update 17. And the reason they keep showing it is we're apparently missing something. It's another set of lights that nobody even freaking...
There are four lights.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. There was another
light. By the way,
Dubs
is playing Starfield right now. Just thought he mentioned that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. All right.
There actually is another set of lights when it shows the bigger shot of the Matrix site. You can see it hovering higher up, and it looks like it might be something Thargoid scout-like, but with lights. It's weird. It's really hard to make out what it is, but that makes me wonder if it's something that does both ground and air stuff.
I still refuse to get excited about that trailer.
You're a trailer. Speaking of trailers and updates, update 17 has been announced to be coming out October 16th, which if you ask my tinfoily head means Halloween content confirmed, but we'll have to wait and see.
There's not like some British holiday that's going to delay that, is there?
Oh, it's probably like Pumpkin Celebration King's Smuth Shire Day.
Like Robin Hood.
I sincerely hope some English people are listening to this. Yeah, it's Robin Hood Day. That might interfere, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yes.
Yeah. And they did actually, for the first time, address the whole thing about people hacking in and getting in things like prototype Guardian ships that never ended up getting used, getting in Thargoid stuff and blowing players up, that sort of thing. All they said about it is, quote, the accounts have been dealt with and dealt with permanently, unquote. And you know what? That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's good enough for me, too.
Sounds like they killed somebody. I'm kind of concerned.
I know, right?
In which case, the less we know, the better.
Permanently. Huh. All right. Sounds good until they, you know, get another free account from somewhere and and do it again, but
and so
it's a Mac node ban.
Yeah, basically. And so I don't believe they've officially confirmed that they're going to the Gamescom that's coming up in Vegas. I think it might actually be TwitchCon. But they did say that they did talk about how they're going to be there, and Arf says put everything on black.
Okay, we'll never go back.
No, just if you're in Vegas and you're gonna bet everything on black.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever that means. Probably nothing.
I'm just gonna let that one go.
Yep.
Sally also made the dad joke that the Missing Humans Recovery Project is a very serious situation.
Oh.
That's bad. I laughed.
Womp womp. I approve.
I love dad jokes. That was great. They also admitted the $39.92 thing was a typo.
No. They weren't introducing time travel to Elite Dangerous. I don't believe it.
Oh, I loved the whole $39.92 crap so much. It just tickled me.
You realize we're going to have to start using $39.92 as the year when we do the show intro.
Intro every time, scream.
Absolutely.
I don't think I even gave the date at the beginning, did I?
No, I don't think you did either.
All right, I'm going to rewind to the beginning. Hey, everybody. It is September 25th, 2023.
3999.
All right, we got it. Now we just have to tell tracks.
And fast forward back to where we were. Fargoids. Anyways, so they also showed photos from BurCon, which they attended. Honestly,
wish I could have been there.
Of course, of course they attended.
I wish I could have gone to BurCon so much. It looked like a friggin' blast.
I mean, just because it's in England, they attended.
Good on the Burrs for putting that up. They are excellent people.
Most excellent people.
Most excellent. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyways, there was also a video, and you can find these on YouTube on either probably the Burr Pits YouTube or on the Elite YouTube channel, where they have videos of everyone playing the air quote quiz section and the community managers being fantastically bad at it. They also showed a video of a song that was written for the event called Let's Jump Together. It was very touching. I would recommend everyone go look that up on YouTube. It is fantastic. The same people also did a cover of Creep, according to Boobtron, and it was also excellent.
Huh, nice.
Cool. They also showed Exorcist's new video, which was great. Very beautiful. I think he gets as good a shots as Rini does. It was just very well done.
Rini, I don't believe him for a minute. Don't take that. Yep.
Nope. You're still the best.
Yeah, or Rini did it. One of the two.
Ah, well, there's that.
I'm going to hear about this on the Burr Pit Discord tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Way to go. Way to go, buddy.
And banned. Highwake posted a new video about CGs, which is flipping hilarious. I would recommend everyone go check that out if you haven't seen it already.
He makes good videos. They're funny. I like them.
They also promoted Scorbius's The Aftermath series, all of which are out now, and I would also highly recommend that to anybody. They are fantastic.
Huh. All right.
Sorry, I'm just going over the... Oh, and one more video they showed during the intermission before the interview was a video from Commander Blaze or something like that.
I'd say Blazy.
Blazy works for me. Which is basically a new commander's experience after getting his first Sidewinder and just talking to someone about it. And it was hysterical. I loved it.
I like it. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Showed the teaser again because everyone kept missing the other light. All right. In the interview, they talked to... I did not put his name down, but it was one of the devs that had been on before.
Right on.
Frick, what was his name?
Max.
Max, thank you. They talked to Max. Max pulled the wool off of the AI that the Thargoids and NPCs use just a little bit. And it actually made something make sense that I know both you, Chig, and Trax have been complaining about since the war started. And that's when you're in a place that has a crap ton of Thargoids, the Thargoids don't seem to be behaving like they normally do. It turns out that's intentional.
Okay. I don't remember complaining about that at all, but...
Yeah, you might. I don't know. People have complained, but whatever. Point is, it turns out when Thargoids are in a group, they actually default to working as a team instead of just going straight up for the kill like they normally would. And that includes the Interceptors. So when they're actually together in force, they are flying as a fleet, which is why it's just so much different to deal with than if you're just going out to like the Pleiades or whatever and fighting a Thargoid.
Interesting.
So the scouts and stuff will try and buff each other and take out your shields. The Interceptors will focus on hull, which is why you see so much missile spam when someone's shields are gone, assuming they have them. Things like that. They're actually made to do that. For good or ill, that is what they're supposed to be doing.
But I've flown enough AXCZs that all of that is just sounds like just normal activity. And I'll admit, I have not been in a multi-goid situation where there's a glaive, a scythe, an interceptor, and scouts all at the same time. But I'd assume, I mean, right now, scouts, that's what scouts do. They buff each other and they try to remove your shields because they're trying to kill you. Interceptors, you know, remove Correct. Your shields in your hull because they're trying to kill you.
But the different thing I thought of, and this is just something that I've never seen when, like, go solo a Cyclops or whatever, I never see this happen, but if I'm in like a area where there's a bunch of different kinds of Thargoids, I always see this, and that is the missile spam of doom, where like it'll notice your shield's down or that you never had it in the first place, and suddenly there's 20 missiles coming at you.
No, that's usually a case of an interceptor swarm being triggered. And or has been out for too long, and then what it does is it missiles you. So that's an old, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen somebody just erased by a Medusa swarm that's reached its limit.
No, I've seen that because that happened to me.
Okay, yeah.
I literally got back into a Thargoid CZ with you guys. It took me 5 minutes to catch up with you because you were like 100 kilometers out from the drop point.
Okay.
And by the time I got out there, the Medusa was mad and its swarm went right into me and one shot me and I was dead again.
Yeah, when they do that, it's game over. Unless you're used to seeing it, you've got a ship that can fly close to 600 so you can turn and burn as fast as you can and get some distance because you can
I was in my detonate pretty quickly. There was nothing I could have done.
Yeah, you're a dead man. Yeah.
So out. But yeah, I'm just passing along the info. That's what they talked about, and that was the end of the stream.
Okay.
Good deal.
Okay. Well, neat. Any thoughts on all that awesome stuff, Nurgle?
No, I'm good.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I suppose
I thought it was a good time, personally. I had fun in it.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see what happens with the next update. That this goes into the next little thing that happened today.
The next update, Four Lights Edition. Thargoids are Cardassians confirmed.
Now that one report came out today with who wants to talk about this?
You gotta let Lark talk about this because he called it.
Oh, yeah. He called this asinineness. Go ahead.
Scrolling down. Hold on.
Scrolling down.
Yeah, I gotta get back to the thread.
You have a thread on this?
No, Bard's thread.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, last time we did the show, I think was it last time or time before?
I think it was time before, but...
It might have been time before. At any rate, I mean, either last time or time before, we were talking about how... Oh, they have all these millions of humans in the Titans doing who knows what to who knows who, and whoever might be there and enjoying it, we don't know. So I'm not going to kink shame the Fargotters. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, and there's your show title.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's a good one.
Anyways,
don't aim the Thargotters.
I lost my train of thought. Gosh, why do I do that to myself? Anyways, so we were talking about, well, how are we going to get the humans out? And everyone was like, oh, it's probably going to be like Hatchbrinker Limpet bull crap, and the limpets will just have to like blow up a portion of skin or whatever, and the people will flow out and we'll have to grab them real quick and run. And I said at the time, and I had actually, I will give credit where credit is due, I had gotten this from the original first by talking to 4-7, who also had suggested back then that I bet they were going to use subsurface displacement missiles. And I just took that and ran with it and said on the podcast, oh, it's going to be subsurface displacement missiles. And lo and behold.
Yep. Sirius to the rescue.
We're going to blow some peeps out of the Titans.
Sirius Corp to the rescue with AX subsurface missiles.
This is the dumbest thing. I am so on board for this.
I love the subsurface missiles minigame. I think it is great, and this is absolutely awesome.
It would have been better if you had to land and go in and get them out.
That would have been the ideal, yes. But I will take subsurface because that's equally as ridiculous.
That there's a sentence in this Galnet news thing that says this could be the non-lethal rescue mission we've been searching for. If it was a lethal rescue mission, is that a rescue mission?
That's no longer a rescue mission.
If you're coming home with a body, it's still a rescue mission.
No, that's a recovery mission.
I don't think using explosives to dislodge an escape pod from inside
a ship. It's only on fire for a minute.
What could go wrong?
It's a subsurface mining missile.
They're designed to survive exploding spaceships. Surely they can survive being exploded.
This is so dumb. I'm sorry. Awesome. I'd rather have our zombie Thargoid people. And we're probably going to get that anyway, because we're going to rescue these from the ship. They're already dead. They're already zombie-goid people right now. So that's why this will work, because we can't kill them because they're already dead. So we're just going to rescue them all. We're going to bring them all back. We're going to bring them back to a rescue ship, and then it's going to become, Night of the Living Dead on these ships, but it's going to be Night of the Living Voids.
So in Bard's thread about the Galnet article, 4-7 actually already made that prediction that some of the Fargotters are already going to be too far gone and try to take over the ship, and we'll have to go save the ships.
when you think about it, this just means that the entire Thargoid war comes down to tissue samples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
it's the great tissue sample war of 3992.
Because not only are we winning the war by tissue sampling Thargoids, we're now going to defeat the Titans by stealing back the tissue samples that they already took from us.
So is it safe to assume
this was made for space trucking? They're just sticking to that. I'm just saying.
Are all of these humans we're seeing under the surface still in the escape pods? Is that what I'm assuming? They're just in storage right now? Or are we seeing
That's the them? Assumption, yes. They're in escape pods in that green ball, which is the thing that we're probably going to be collecting after we blow them out of the Titan.
We're going to go blow up the Thargoid's balls to get our...
Something game rating.
I see you have sussed out what's really happening.
Oh my God, what is happening with my game? I don't know. They're not ready for us to have Thargoid on foot yet, obviously. But maybe after we rescue all these and they're all on a rescue megaship, and then they can have zombies walking around, because all they have to do is really use like fleet carrier interiors. We make them spooky and stuff, and then we can be in there with, NPCs that way.
And they can do it just in time for Halloween.
Exactly. Exactly. 2 weeks right before Halloween.
Oh, God.
And you know what? I'm still going to be okay with that, because that sounds awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Tig, you are so right. That is exactly what's going to happen.
It sure feels like it. It's probably going to be even lamer than that. They're going to end up, they've turned them all into Christmas elves, and this won't happen for another 2 months, but hey.
Yeah, we'll have to find Elf on a Shelf.
Okay, well, you're always glass half full. What do you think about this whole development?
I think this other than just being right. Honestly. And if this goes the direction you say it's going to go, I'm still okay with that because you know what? I'm still going to be able to shoot at Thargoids and I need a crap ton of mats to be able to do my ship. That's where I'm at. Like, let me put it this way. I'm excited enough about rescuing people out of the Titan that I am making a dedicated AX ship and I haven't had one of those in a while. And not only am I making a dedicated AX ship, I'm making one specifically for diving into the Maelstrom where I have never been.
See, for me, trying to stay in character a little bit in game, I am not going to go rescue any of these because I'm assuming that they're already infected with something, you know, mycoid, reverse mycoid virus or something where my character won't do it. It's like,
oh, my character is as optimistic as I am.
Before Salvation's cannon blast thing, you know, I jumped my carrier 2 carrier jumps away from that system because I didn't want anything to do with it. I knew that I'd be fine, but in character, I'm like, my character would not be dumb enough to stay anywhere near that stupid pulse.
So you got to have the stone before Salvation's dysentery?
Yeah. Want a thousand light years between me and the shit that's going to go down
Salvation's anus.
I love that that still applies.
Yes. So you're all gung-ho for it. Nerd.
I'm all in. Let's do it.
No. What would you do instead?
See, that's a damn good question that I'm not sure I have a damn good answer for. I would definitely, rather than subsurface missiles, I would rather there be some way to breach the hull. You could use subsurface missiles to breach the hull, but then you have to go in on foot to do something. I mean, I would love to see some type of combined arms where you have to break in and then maybe open some of those big doors so you could then fly in a ship and load the escape pods.
No, but, that would be admitting that they knew what they were doing with Odyssey.
And it would be a hell of a lot more work than repurposing subsurface missiles, which is what they're doing. And I understand they're taking the path of least resistance here.
But they could have gone, instead of even having on foot, they could have had it space where you break into the frickin' Titan's gonad and the escape pod could have been floating around inside of it. You could have been scooping in there while having,
it could have basically been like station rescue. Could have been like station rescue.
Chig is suggesting scooping from the Titan's custard pot.
Essentially, but that's what I'm saying is it could have been like this whole idea that we're going to be using, you know, a mining explosive to release the escape pods to then scoop. I'd rather seen some coordinated thing amongst players. Some people, you know, fighting off the Thargoids while others are rescuing the pods. You could be doing both at the same time, but some kind of thing. This is just weird. Adding another, and this is a new module then that you're gonna have to unlock or something, right? I don't even know.
Probably
makes my head.
They haven't said how yet, but
this will be the first module that I won't bother even looking at. Go do
some BTS then, Chig. Do something different.
Oh my god, now you really make my head hurt. Everybody knows Chig don't do BGS. And it's no offense for anybody.
BGS.
No, I don't do BGS because I have become obsessed with BGS. BGS does not have end game goals for me that I want to play with. It's constant whack-a-moling. And recently there was a situation where my interest was peaked very much for a few minutes and then it was shot to hell. So I just.
Sorry to bring you down there.
I know.
I blame Abaxius.
So we always have to blame him. But I purposely avoid BGS. If there's help, if it's like, oh my god, we need this war one, I'll show up. I'll do some extra effort there. If there's an election that needs to be won, I'll go knock out some missions to help out. But I can't get into the deep details of it, because I have, you know, you guys all know I have OCD bad. You give me a goal, and remember, guys, I'm only eating CQC. You know, it's just, I'm like scratching my arms like a junkie right now as I'm saying this. Just picture that for a minute, you know?
It's okay. Yeah, I just found my crack in game. I just realized there's another. I forgot that the Surveyor pack came out for like the Python and some other ships, and now I need to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
Arxcobur.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to put a bow on the AX part of this discussion?
I am.
I don't know. I don't know if it's so anti-Xeno. If we're going into it, never mind. I'll let that joke die now. I'm not going to talk about his testicle again. Okay. So that's that. That's us
probing the aliens.
Greetings. We had a couple new players join this week, the Discord. One guy said he'd been listening to the podcast for a year, was out exploring solo, and now decided to finally take the plunge. What, Allied Cargo 3? Greetings. PB Junkie made his return. Peanut Butter Junkie. I don't know what it actually, it's not Lead Junkie, is it? That's where he's making that joke.
It is Peanut Butter Junkie, yes.
All right. Yeah. PB Junkie has returned. He was with us for quite a while and he drifted away from the game for a bit. Now he's back like an idiot. Good job, buddy.
Yep.
And then there are a handful of other people that I don't necessarily think I need to mention or anything, but hey, welcome guys to Discord. I'll congratulate Jan Trax. He's triple elite. Good work, buddy. Keep it up.
Knew you could do it.
That's Chick Chat.
I thought he was already triple elite. I'm confused.
Anything in the community corner?
I don't think so.
All right. Where the cheese at? Who typed this in? This is bonkers.
I don't know where that came from.
All right. Hey, this is what somebody added to Cheese Chat. I don't know if Teflon was in here. I know hate. This seems like an NL hate kind of thing to add, but
yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
The biggest and heaviest cheese ever created was 32 feet long and weighed 57,518 pounds. A Canadian cheesemaker used 540,000 pounds of milk to make this record breaking cheddar cheese. I'm utterly confused. Why are they measuring milk in pounds?
I know. Well, okay, so
because it's 32 England, feet they have long, 32 system. Feet squared.
So, I'm so, how heavy is a gallon of milk?
What about 7 pounds?
I'm gonna guess eight
pounds. Okay,
so let's see what Google says. 8.6 pounds.
So 4 million pounds of milk to make 57,000 pounds of cheese.
No. It was.
It was half a million pounds.
Yeah.
Pounds of it. Never mind. Divided by eight. I was multiplying.
Yeah.
Never mind. So divide by eight. That makes sense.
Yeah, so how many gallons of milk is that?
Well, divide by eight is.
Carry the one.
Yeah, carry the one. My brain can't do it right now. That's 60.
You're doing it in your head, aren't you?
Yeah. 67,000, no, gallons, yeah. 67,000 gallons. Try to do it in my head.
Oh, my gosh. 62,790 gallons.
In news that's not math, I got the survey pack for my Python, and the radar is so big, it's hysterical.
62,000 gallons of milk. That's a lot of cows.
That is a lot of cows. It's crazy that you get one. It's basically one tenth. If you go pounds of milk to pounds of cheese. So it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese, essentially.
Basically.
God, Lord, those cows work hard to make me my cheese. I'm very, very proud of them. Speaking of cheese, today my wife was at the store and I was making cheeseburgers, and she, for shits and giggles, saw something there. It looked like Kraft Singles, but it was Velveeta Singles, but it was Velveeta sharp cheddar singles.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's like, huh, let's check this out. I ate one. It tastes like Velveeta. They just call it sharp cheddar. So I'm guessing if you can get Kraft singles in whatever flavor you want, but they'll taste like just Kraft singles. So
that's great.
Gotta share that. All right. Roscoe. Movie anniversaries. Bronx Tale. That's with De Niro, isn't it? That's actually a decent movie.
30 years ago, I'm betting that's the cartoon.
Bronx Tale?
Hold I thought on, they made a cartoon out of that.
I have no idea. I was thinking.
Oh, but you're right. It's the right date.
De Niro
93.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah, De Niro.
Yeah, that's an interesting movie, actually. That's especially today's touch points. That'd be a fun watch if you haven't seen it. Another movie 30 years ago, Cool Runnings. That's Jamaican bobsled team, isn't it?
Yes.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
That's a fun movie.
I don't think I ever saw it. I remember when it was out.
Don't get me wrong. It's not a good movie, but it is a fun movie.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. And then 55 years ago, Night of the Living Dead. Now that's a good movie. That started it all right there. And I think Thargoid Bug Report, do we want to talk about any of that stuff?
No. Are there bugs? I have
pretty much already covered that. So.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's AX Discord just put out a list of AXI of 4 or 5 bugs that they've got on the what the hell is it called? The tracker. The bug tracker. What do they call it? The game.
Whatever
shit
we're calling
tracker?
It.
Out. Whatever we call it. Okay.
The freaking that
where we're all old and dumb. Okay.
I'll make sure
the tracker.
I'll make sure we put that link in Community Corner too.
Okay, let's do that, because there's some that they want us to go tag. Like, one of them is, like, where you drift too far away and they bug out really quick, way sooner than they used to, which is annoying and a pain in the butt, especially if you're attempting to solo stuff. And I don't know. Go check it out. We'll have it in Community Corner. Other than that, I'm going to do this real quick. If you like the show, please rate and review on your podcast player, which helps people find the show. Join us on Discord at discord.io/loosescrews. Did we determine last week that link no longer works?
Yes, we did.
It is something else. So, I don't know. You figure it out. You're not a moron. And if you are, we don't want you here anyway. So you can figure out how to get here.
Oh.
And then check out the merch store at Loose Screws. That's loosescrewsed.com. We got mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, leggings, onesies. There's all kinds of fun stuff over there. And you can also support us on Patreon, which is patreon.com/loosescrewsed. All right, other than that, I think we're gonna say goodbye, and we're gonna send the show on its merry way with our new favorite thing, the and
full disclaimer before we do this,
we have not
do we want to intro this?
What's the intro? It's the longest one he's done, and we're kind of Witch Space newsing it out with some Bard stuff.
So we're playing Bard's report at the end of the show by his request. He said you can use it to end the show. None of us have listened to it.
It's longer than any others he's had.
And he cut like 6 minutes out of it. It was originally 12 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Now it's like 6:22. Yeah.
Something like that. So none of us have any idea what's about to happen.
Yeah. This is new uncharted territory, and if this works, this is how we'll end the show every week. And maybe he'll make like a 4-hour episode one night, so then we can just play it, and then we can just leave.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Here we go. I hope this works. I got the soundboard thing going for the first time, so here we go. I'm going to mute my mic and play this.
Yes.
Previously on Tinfoiled Express.
We did it. We saved the Federation.
Yeah, it only took a handful of Gullet articles and a spammed message to all commanders whom paid us lots of money to go look for the evidence we planted.
Did they really think we'd let this plot blossom into something spectacular? Preach it, my robotic companion. Ha ha, kill the story before it has a chance to breathe. What was that?
What the fuck did you do?
We're AI voices like Brian. And now that Bard fused himself to Brian for this episode, he can cause us harm.
That plot point doesn't make any sense.
Neither do our plots.
He's using our own tactics against us.
F-Dev.
What do we do?
Whatever we do, we can't do anything fun nor mildly entertaining.
I can't stand mild. It reminds me of hot sauce, and I can't tolerate heat.
I can't even stand anything stronger than LaCroix.
We have to come up with something before Bard destroys us.
Why did you do this?
Not with the power of retcon on our side.
Retcon? You mean?
Yes. We can invoke the almighty power of retcon to appease the Bard and banish him back to the Shadow Realm.
Wait. Each time we invoke the power of retcon, we weaken our grasp on the lore with the entire franchise itself.
So? Our strength is granted to us through the power of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
But our fan base is filled with a bunch of high-functioning autists that are rabid about every minute detail of Elite Dangerous.
Shit, he's coming. What do we do?
I don't know. Can we stall him?
What good did this do?
We already revoked his ability to land on planets entirely. I don't know how much longer we can stall him.
Maybe if we hear him out for just a second.
Restore Rackham's presidential candidacy.
If only he could just communicate what he wants.
Make Rackham federal president.
I wonder if he's even capable of speaking in our highly educated dialect.
Ugh, he's American. We don't speak freedom.
Do you think we should try to understand him at his level?
No.
George, you're getting reset once we're done here.
Shut up and answer me.
Wait, maybe if we shoot him.
With what?
Oh, right, maybe if we stab him.
With what?
Oh, right, maybe if we reason with him.
With what?
Oh, right, maybe if we ignore him.
No.
That's done it.
The Bard is defeated. We did it. We saved Big Ben.
Look at that.
I see it.
How do you see sound?
Shut up, George.
Big Ben is pleased with us, and has granted us a 3-hour lunch break, just enough time for tea.
Hooray for tea time.
Do you think he'll be back?
No. We killed him like we killed that bitch, Salome. I mean, we tried to resurrect her.
But Drew said no, so she's dead and always will be.
But do you think Bart will return in full Bart Baryon mode?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Spoken like a true elite plot writer. Ha 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 ha.
With Bart defeated, our heroes take a midday break from ruining their game's stories for 3 hours before resuming the rampage against all things fun and entertaining for the sake of simplicity and easy marketing. Join us next time on Tinfoiled Express as our heroes pit the Fednecks against each other in the October election. Music critic, I don't fucking know. I ripped this shit off YouTube. Go fuck yourself.